This is an amateur recording of Seamus Young's book, How I Learned. It can be found online at his website, seamusyoung.com/20sided tale.
Chapter 21, Drills. I am 15 years old, attending 8th grade. It's 1985. My brother Daniel is born. Back to the Future will premiere later this year. I'm still in the special education program, although I don't have any special ed classes. My special ed handler looks at my grades and my test results, and then works with me to figure out where I might need help and where I might benefit from more direct instruction. I really like having an adult speak with me and involve me in an education like this, instead of being shoved around the system like a bit of paperwork. I find myself attracted to the special ed classes because I feel much more relaxed in smaller groups, and also because the work is so dang easy. I also enjoy having an adult engage me directly. I am content to slack off and remain in special ed, perhaps even hoping that I'll get pulled out of a few regular classes and put into more special education curriculum. I'm a bit more socially developed, and it's easier for adults to judge my intelligence by talking to me. My teacher is also armed with my standardized test scores, and she is too wise to fall for my slacking. She can see clearly that there is a massive disparity between my ability and my performance. The gap might have been muddled in those years when I had bad home life, intense social dysfunction, and a nervous system full of drugs, but it's pretty clear now that my scholastic failures have nothing to do with me finding the material to be too difficult. The disparity is most pronounced in the area of mathematics, where my tests suggest that I should be in advanced classes and my grades suggest that I am an imbecile. Part of this is due to the fact that standardized tests often lump logic in with math, which greatly elevates my mathematical performance, but most of the problem is due to the fact that math is taught through drills. Before I got my own computer, I spent half a year visiting my friend David and learning to program on his Texas Instruments computer. On that machine, you created graphics using hexadecimal numbers which represented binary patterns which mapped directly to patterns of pixels. So if you wanted to make a smiley face, you would do so by looking at things in groups of four dots. For the first four, I want a zero, followed by three ones, to represent the empty space, followed by three colored squares. In hex, that's represented by a seven. The next four dots are three colored squares, followed by an empty one, which is an E. Going down the image, it means a smiley is represented by the sequence 7E81A581A599817E. While I was first learning about this, I had to keep consulting a chart in the manual that explained it. With practice, I found myself visiting the chart less often until I had all the required patterns memorized. Now I can construct these graphics in my head, a skill I retain for the rest of my life. This means that I can convert between binary and hexadecimal number systems at will. I also understand binary numbers and binary counting. I didn't set out to learn any of this. It all happened naturally, as I learned larger things. It's simply a tool, like any other. If I'd learned these graphics the way math is taught, then I would have spent 3 weeks doing worksheets and taking tests to establish and confirm my hexadecimal skill before I was allowed to put them to use or even know what the skill was for. It would have been endless drills with no discernible goal. It would have been like learning to be a carpenter by spending 6 weeks driving nails into a lone piece of wood before anyone showed you that nails could be used to assemble something. Even if I had figured it out at the end of week one, I still had to do all 3 weeks before I was allowed to move on and put the skill to use. As far as I can tell, math is boring, tedious, repetitive, and useless. It's endless sheets of busy work with no goal or purpose. A few people encourage me to seek the harder math courses, and to my ruin, I ignore their advice. To me, math is hard because of how boring and time-consuming it is. Homework usually consists of doing the same problem 40 times in a row. Then tomorrow we will do 40 more of the exact same problem, except with one extra digit of complexity thrown in. The pages march by, an endless procession of mind-numbing paperwork, a treadmill of uninteresting problems. I assume, incorrectly, that if a class is harder, it will simply be the exact same lessons, except there will be even more homework and additional digits of complexity, which never makes any sense to me. Once I can multiply a pair of two-digit numbers, I can also multiply 20-digit numbers. Adding more digits just feels like belaboring the point to me. What I fail to understand is that the harder classes are where math becomes far more interesting. Instead of 40 dull problems, they give you 5 interesting ones. Instead of pointless drills, you can begin to see how to use math as a tool. They finally give you a pile of 2x4s and let you start nailing things together. I can put part of the blame on my terrible elementary school experience and my lack of trust in the system. I can put part of the blame on the shameful, idiotic way in which lower math is taught. I could try to pin some of the blame on people like Mrs. Grossman, who made the subject such a chore, but the truth is that most of the blame falls on me. I'm about to miss out on some really valuable and interesting learning because I'm afraid of work. So, despite the suggestions of the adults, I stick to the easy math classes, thus dooming myself to a slow purgatory of non-learning. I take basic math instead of Algebra 1. Basic math is just a repetition of what we learned in elementary school. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, and long division. Next year I'll take Elementary Algebra 1 and Elementary Algebra 2, which will dilute the already slow-paced introduction of algebra into a full year of tedium. This mistake will haunt me for the rest of my school career, and it won't be until my senior year that I'll realize just how badly I screwed up and discover the extreme utility of trigonometry, which, when that day comes, I'll curse myself for passing up the chance to learn it instead of simply sleepwalking my way through another algebra class. There were a lot of blunders in my school career. A lot of people wronged me, mistreated me, neglected me, or hurt me with their incompetence, but this particular screw-up was mine.